You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, learn, serve, and grow together in God's love. You can join us Sunday mornings for contemporary worship at 9 a.m. or for traditional worship at 11 a.m. During the summer, we meet for worship at 9:30 a.m. For more information, you can visit us online at covenantmadison.org.
Good day. During this unfamiliar time, we are continuing to do something familiar, worship God. And we are continuing our Lenten series on the teachings of Jesus. Today's is a familiar one. It's the parable of the mustard seed. A bit of background. A generation before Jesus told this parable, Matthew ensured that it would be read in his church, a small and struggling church that was steeped in Hebrew scripture and heritage. And like many of their family members that were in synagogues around them, their world had been turned upside down. The Romans had turned violent, had ransacked the temple and destroyed the Holy of Holies, where was the home of God. Faith was in crisis. It was the person of Jesus, the Church of Matthew affirmed, who told the stories that would open us up to the presence of the kingdom of heaven, is the person of God. Listen now to the word of God from the 13th chapter of Matthew, beginning at the 31st verse. Jesus put before them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all the seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs, and it becomes a tree, so that birds of the air come and make nests in its branches. This is the gospel of our Lord. Amen. The 13th chapter of Matthew has numerous parables about the kingdom of heaven. And weeds are all over the place. In the first parable, weeds are choking the sprouting seed. And in the second, weeds are sown with the wheat. And weeds can't be taken apart from the wheat until there is the harvest. And in this third parable of the kingdom, I dare say weeds are making an appearance again. At least if you ask Mary, a woman in the Michigan church I served. I preached a sermon on this very parable, and I remember her coming up to me afterwards and saying, I don't get this romantic notion that preachers have with mustard. I hate mustard. As a youth, I spent hours on my knees digging up mustard in the fields of our family farm. An image of the kingdom, no way. Okay, I had to go back and do some research. And I've learned there's varieties of mustard seeds. There is a mustard weed that is the bane of farmers in the Midwest. But I also discovered that the Roman naturalist Pliny the Elder, who wrote in 78 AD, just about the same time as Matthew, he would have agreed with Mary. He wrote, "Mustard is extremely beneficial for the health. It grows entirely wild, though it is improved by being transplanted. But on the other hand, once it's been sown, it is scarcely possible to get the place free of it, as the seed, when it falls, germinates at once." If we think of mustard's wild seed qualities, it's subversive. It spreads far and wide, uncontrollable, taking over. If we look at the parable itself, as Jesus tells us, You know, I don't think anyone knows of a mustard tree. Yes, there is a small bush that is a variety of mustard, but large enough to shelter birds? But that's the way Jesus describes the kingdom of heaven. It seems in parables, he moves us beyond the expected. He expands our notion of God. Imagine being Matthew's little church, confused, struggling, and hearing this. God's kingdom is taking over. It may seem little in the face of the big Roman army and the so-called Pax Romana, but watch out. We're besieged by a very small virus that's turned into something very big. And we're perplexed and fearful, and we feel very small in the face of it. We discover God's kingdom does have weeds. Some are troublesome. They're very troublesome. But there are some that are good. They're tasty, medicinal, sprouting from small seeds and spreading out in ways unimaginable, subverting our limited human point of view. We can trust that those seeds of the heaven's kingdom are growing. They're growing here. They're growing now among us. God's kingdom of heaven, it's not pie in the sky for an afterlife. It's here, and it's now, and it's at work always in ways unimaginable. We care for one another now from homes and able to do it in ways never imaginable. Maybe this unexpected time that many of us are having in our homes is the Sabbath rest that our far too hurried and conflicted world has needed. There are those for whom this is hardly a Sabbath. Those on the front lines of healthcare, those trying to keep shelves stocked with food and, it seems, toilet paper. Every store I've been in this last week, I don't know why stocking up means buying more toilet paper than anyone can use in 6 months. But things are happening, and little things are happening. Those well and healthy offer to watch the child of someone who works. There are those too feeble to shop, those unable to feed their child who survived and thrived on school breakfasts and lunches. And then little things happen. Someone shares that stock of toilet paper with an elderly neighbor. Others are making sandwiches for hungry children. There are, and we anticipate, many, many of us will be ill. Some of us seriously. But there's a little thing we church people do. We pray. We pray for the ill. We pray for those caring for them. They're little things. A phone call, FaceTime, little things that grow big in the eyes and the hearts of the other. And if we admit it, they'll grow big inside ourselves. Friday night on the PBS NewsHour, commentator and author David Brooks talked about research he had done on the flu epidemic of 1918. He was curious as to why stories of it hadn't really entered the folklore of America, despite its large and devastating impact. He found that people did not tell stories. They didn't tell stories about this time because they were ashamed. Fear had gripped them. They turned from neighbor and one another and curled into themselves. He's fearful that as this crisis continues and deepens, we could do the same. And that's a possibility, unless we open our ears, to hear the hope that God offers us, the kingdom of heaven. Little seeds that are taking root and move us beyond the paralysis of fear. Even when we're not face to face, God uses us. After all, that's the church who has for centuries, in the face of epidemics and pandemics, done little acts that grow big. Pray, call. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, a small seed that grows and grows, seeds of hope and seeds of grace. Let us pray. We give thanks, expansive God, for your small seeds and the small deeds that bear witness to your care, your love, and your hope. Amen.